know why are you here? I know what's the purpose of life. Know why are you here? I know what's the purpose of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله أو بلفظ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم has indeed mentioned that the person who sends الدرود and salawat and salutations upon me one time, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 blessings on that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praises are due to Allah Azza wa Jal, the cherisher, the sustainer, the maintainer, the provider, the protector of the whole universe. May peace, blessings and salawat and salutations be upon our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal make us his true followers. And may Allah azza wa jal make us from amongst those who would be successful in this dunya as well as in the akhirat. Ameen, thumma ameen. Honorable, respected Manani channel viewers, alhamdulillah, we have been given this privilege, we have been given this advantage, this opportunity of coming together once again in order to discuss, in order to learn, in order to enhance ourselves as far as the ilmi deen and as far as the Islamic education is concerned. And we take this opportunity to thank Allah Azza wa Jal to make us meet, for having made us meet again. And this time around, inshaAllah, thumma inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal, we are going to begin the new silsila. Our new silsila would be the purpose of life. And inshallah azza wa jal, I humbly request all the viewers of Madani channel that let us come in numbers. Let us get together in order to learn, in order to get that dini education by which insha'Allah, thumma insha'Allah, we would be able to pass it to the others, by which insha'Allah, thumma insha'Allah, we would be able to better our lives, and we would be able to better the life of those that are around ourselves. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, since this is our first episode, it would be important that we do the introduction of this episode, of this very, very important silsila, which is the purpose of life. The purpose of life. This is perhaps the most important question to have ever been asked. Throughout ages, the philosophers have considered this question to be the most fundamental question. And the philosophers, the scientists, as well as the common man, the psychologists as well, they have gone through this very, very same question at some point in their lives. But what is the purpose of life? They have gone through this question, whether it was by the means of asking their consciousness as to what is the purpose of life, or by the means of them asking the others, asking the rest of the world, what is the purpose of life? Why do we eat? Why do we sleep? Why do we work? You know, we are very, very quick to answer this type of questions. Look, I eat in order to live. I eat in order to survive. You know, I sleep in order to rest. And, you know, someone would also say, look, I work in order to provide for myself and my family a better living. We would be able to give this type of answers very, very quickly. But when it comes to the purpose of life, when it comes to the purpose of life, why are we living? You know, the youngsters, the young aged, if this type of a question is put forward to them, they will tell you, look, life comes only once. So I need to make the best of my life. I need to use my life. I need to do everything. I need to accumulate everything as much as I can. I need to go up and down. I need to enjoy my life. And this is a decision for me to make. It's not anybody else's decision. This is the type of an answer that you would get from the youth, that you would get from the youngsters. And the middle-aged would professionally say, I live to save for myself, you know, for a better retirement. Allahu Akbar. And then if you have to ask this very, very same question to the old-aged, they will tell you, look, I have been asking myself this very, very same question the whole entire time of my life. 80 years of my life, I have been asking myself, I have been asking others, that what is the purpose of life? 70 years of my life, I have been asking myself, I have been asking the others, what is the purpose of life? 50 years of my life, 40 years of my life, 30 years of my life. I have been asking myself this very, very same question, that why am I living? What am I doing in this world? What is my purpose in this world? What is the purpose of my life? What is the purpose of life? I have spent so much of time trying to figure out what is the purpose of life. So much so that I do not care anymore if there is any purpose of life. Allahu Akbar Kabir. And the most common answer you would receive, the most common answer you would get from the public is that, look, I don't know what is the purpose of life. Majority of the public would come and tell you, look, as far as the purpose of life is concerned, I really don't want to get myself into something that if tomorrow I am being asked, I will have no right to go, neither will I have left to go. So when it comes to the purpose of life, the world is confused. When it comes to the purpose of life, we are confused. People are confused. And our confusion can be seen by the questions we give to the others. And their confusion in return can be seen by the answers they give us when we ask them, what is the purpose of life? So what is the purpose of life? The philosophers have failed to bring to the public the purpose of life, the meaning of life. The scientists have failed to bring to the public the purpose of life. The intellectuals have failed to bring to the public the purpose of life. So how do we derive, how do we figure out what is the purpose of life? Respected Madani Channel viewers, when we see a book, we admit that the author of this book exists. We admit and believe that there is the author that has authorized, that has written this particular book. And when we see a house, we know that behind every house, there is a builder. We look at the house, and what automatically comes to our attention is that this house did not come where it is on its own. It was built by someone. And therefore, when we see a human being, as much as we have believed that behind every book there is an author, as much as we have believed that behind every building there is a builder, so is the similar case that whenever we see a human being, we would believe that behind every human being there is the creator, and our creator is Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, Allah Azza wa Jal. So when we see a book, apart from knowing that there is the author, there is the person that has written that book, one interesting aspect here is that book which has been written, it has a purpose. When we see a building, apart from the fact that behind every building there is a builder, we know that that building is there for a purpose. It was been built for a purpose. And therefore, when we look at insan, when we look at a human being, apart from the fact that we have been created by Allah Azza wa Jal, there must be a purpose why we have been created. The same way that there is a purpose why the book has been written. The same way there is a purpose why a building has been built. So similarly, when we see a human being, apart from the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal has created this human being, we are bound to believe that the human being has a purpose in this particular world. A human being has a purpose of his life. And since all the scientists and philosophers and psychologists have filled the world to tell us what is the purpose of life, it becomes very, very clear. It becomes crystal clear that the purpose of life must be something to do with the revelation. The purpose of life must be something that needs a direct answer from Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. Just like in a similar situation, whereby if we want to find out the purpose of the book to have been written, we need to go and ask the author. The author should tell us what is the purpose of this book. When we see the building, we need to go to the builder and ask him what is the purpose of this building. And similarly, when we see a human being, we need to ask the creator of the human being, but what is the purpose of this human being in this life? What is the purpose of his life? And therefore we need to ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah, what is the purpose of our lives? Ya Allah, what is the purpose and the murad? What is the purpose of our lives in this particular dunya? And definitely, if Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal is the one that has created us, if Allah Azza wa Jal, Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal is the one that has brought us in this world, definitely Allah Rabbul Izzat will have the answer to the question, the purpose of life. The purpose, why are we living in this particular world? Allahu Akbar Kabira. Ya Allah, what is the purpose of life? Allah Rabbul Izzat replies this very, very beautifully. And he says that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That I have not created mankind, nor jinn kind, except for my worship. Allahu Akbar Kabira. O philosophers, O scientists, O intellectuals, O psychologists, you want to find out about the purpose of life. You want to find out the reason of living. You need to surrender all your affairs in the court of Allah, Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, because He is the one that has the answer towards the purpose of our lives. And since we are all human beings and we have all been created by Allah Azza wa Jal, and He has told us in the Quran that He has a purpose for us, and that is to worship Him. It is our duty bound, we are duty bound to do nothing but to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, to become the true servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, to fulfill this reason why Allah Azza wa Jal has created myself and yourself. So can you see how important is to refer all our affairs in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? Can we see how important is to lay our trust in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? And inshallah also, we would be able to discover, we would be able to learn how important is to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. How important is to dedicate our times and our lives towards Allah Azza wa Jal, of which is the reason of our lives, of which is the reason of life. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, if we are going to understand our maqsad, you know, our purpose in this dunya, then this whole dunya, instead of us running after it, this world will begin to run after us, insha'Allah, thumma insha'Allah. You know, we should always thank Allah Azza wa Jal for having made us the believers, for having made us the Muslims. We should always thank Allah Azza wa Jal for having granted to us such a Nabi who came to this world and reminded us the purpose of our creation. We should always thank Allah Azza wa Jal for having made it clear to us that what is the purpose of our creation? What is the purpose of our lives? O Muslims in the world, if you have not understood the purpose of your life, let this be a reminder to you, O youngsters. If you have not understood the purpose of your life, Allah Rabbul Izzah, Allah Azza wa Jal says that the reason why He has created you is to worship Him. The reason why He has created you is to glorify Him. The reason why He has created you is to follow His commandments, is to follow His orders. Oh, middle-aged individuals, if you have not understood the purpose of your creation, Allah has made it very, very clear in the Quran that the only purpose of our lives is to serve Allah. The only purpose of our lives is to worship Allah. The only purpose of our lives is to obey all the commandments of Allah. Oh, old aged people, Allah Azza wa Jal has made it very, very clear in the whole Quran that the only reason He has created myself and yourself and the rest of the human beings is nothing but to worship Allah, to serve Him and to become His true servants. So if we were negligent before, let us begin to put our footsteps back on track. Let us instill this in our hearts, the reason and the purpose of our lives. Let this purpose of our lives be instilled in our hearts, which is to obey, to follow Allah Azza wa Jalla's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in everything. And if you are going to understand this, then we are going to become the beloveds of Allah Himself. If we are going to understand this, not only are we going to become the beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jal, but at the same time, Allah Azza wa Jal would forgive our sins. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive all our sins. Ameen, thumma ameen. We should also, you know, at the same time, thank the Da'wat-e-Islami, and especially Amir Ahl Sunnah, a person that has worked very, very hard, my dear respected Madani channel viewers. The person that, alhamdulillah, through the power, through the blessings and through the barakah of Allah Azza wa Jal, this person has worked so much, and his work can be understood from the fact that today, it is through him that we are connected at this point in time. And obviously, with the qudra of Allah Azza wa Jal, that we are connected at this point in time and discussing the virtues of our deen, discussing the purpose of our lives, discussing the purpose of every person that lives in this particular world. So, can you see how vast and wide the work of Da'wat-e-Islami has gone? Can you see how far the sacrifices of Amiri Ahl Sunnah has gone? May Allah Azza wa Jal really grant Da'wat-e-Islami the strength to continue serving the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And may Allah Azza wa Jal grant our Piro Murshid long life full of blessings so that we can go on, you know, having all these advantages, having all these benefits, and having this tabarruk and the nearness of such a personality who is the Amir of Ahl Sunnah, such a personality whose sacrifices and hard work has been seen throughout the globe. Dear Madani channel viewers, let us also make mention of a very, very important aspect, and that is in the Alame Arwah, Allah Azza wa Jal asked our souls a very, very important question. And every soul, right from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam up to the last person who would come into this world, all our souls put together, Allah Azza wa Jal asks a very, very important question that we need to take note of. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Lord? Qalu bala. All the souls say bala, that Ya Allah, why not? We admit that you are our creator. Allahu Akbar. We all admitted that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we are your servants. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you are our creator. So what do we learn from this conversation that we that took place between us and Allah Azza wa Jalla in Alami Arwah is that from the very, very same beginning of our souls, it was made crystal clear that our purpose of life would be to serve Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we have agreed to this particular purpose that when we come, we would serve Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is why, you know, when we come into this world, irrespective to religions we belong to, but, you know, we have that seed instilled in our hearts. And what is this seed? The seed of worshipping. The seed of worshipping. And alhamdulillah, we are worshipping Allah, Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the strength to worship and to serve Him. And dear Madani channel viewers, alhamdulillah, we have in a very, very short period of time discovered what is the purpose of our lives in this particular dunya. And therefore, my message is, please, for every footstep you take, for every little thing you do, remind yourself why you are in this world. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, if we have this concept in our minds, then we would only be those people who would become successful in the akhirat. Jazakallahu khairan. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
No, why are you here? I know what's the purpose of life. No, why are you here? I know what's the purpose of life.